Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. In the next hour, we've got Phil's Pick. We're going to talk about two significant albums from major artists that were released on this date, but kind of went in opposite directions. And info on how you can become a movie star. And the best rock from all eras at 91.5 WMFO.
I'm beginning to water over wine and hold my own and drive.
Incubus from their 2000 album called Make Yourself, that is Drive. And we heard Robert Palmer, Bad Case of Loving You up top, here on Rock of Ages at WMFO. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you very much for waking up with me this morning. It is Indigenous Peoples Day, formerly Columbus Day. Not everyone has the day off today. I'd say about half the people that I've spoken to do. Some don't. If you do, well, good for you. And I'm glad to have you aboard, even though you're not necessarily scurrying around trying to get ready for work or for school this morning. Well, we had another eventful week this past week. The rock world mourned the loss of Eddie Van Halen. I was very impressed with the outpouring of really raw emotion by giants in the music industry and how many great artists credit him as being an inspiration for them. It was a pretty amazing response to his death. This weekend was also John Lennon's 80th birthday. There was some celebration in the air about that. And there was the COVID outbreak on the Patriots, which is forcing them to play on their second Monday night in a row. That is tonight. They will be playing at 5:00. So with so much going on in the world, all we can do is just keep moving forward. And that's what we're going to do right now. We are moving ahead to Phil's pick. Phil from Watertown is my friend. He's got a lot of great music to recommend for us. And so we do this feature every week at this time. And let's hear what Phil has to say about this week's Phil's pick.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Mama Can't Help You by Doyle Bramhall. Doyle Bramhall is an Austin, Texas-based musician. Most recently, he's been a member of Eric Clapton's band. He's also played with Roger Waters, T-Bone Burnett, Elton John, Greg Allman, Erykah Badu, and Questlove. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Your mama can't help you no more. Believe it.
Small enough to fit in your life. So I gotta sit down and think about it, 'cause you're taking me out. I lost myself, nothing left to lose. I don't want no more shit now.
and she's lonely just like you. I'm not into living this way, and I ain't playing, baby. I gotta make the move with my heart in the dirt and my clothes on the yard. Can't see past your need. Hate jealousy and greed now. You take everything and I'm out on the street. So why you still stirring up shit now? Aren't you tired of being this way?
from their fantastic debut album, that is Boston, WMFO, Hitch a Ride. And also Phil's pick before that, today's pick from Phil from Watertown was Mama Can't Help You by Doyle Bramhall II. Well, you're listening to Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from all eras. If the album rock many of us grew up listening to was still alive today, this is what it would sound like. And we've discussed on the show often how album rock radio pretty much died after the late 1990s, early 2000s. And it's hard to find music that would fit into that format after that time period. A lot of current rock leans either toward country or alternative. Well, one band that I think would get played on the 2020 version of album rock radio is Cage the Elephant. A lot of people think they're British, but in fact they're from Kentucky. They actually moved to England in the early 2000s, right before they released their first album. This song's called Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. It's Cage the Elephant on Rock of Ages.
I was walking down the street, one out the corner of my eye, saw a pretty little thing approaching me. Said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone, or could you use a little company? And if you pay the right price, your evening would be nice, so you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, oh, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. Ain't nothing in this world for free. Oh, no, I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though, you know, I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. You try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you can have my cash at first. You know I gotta estimate, you wanna live this kind of life. He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got fears to pay. I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Well, now a couple hours pass and I'm just sitting in my house. The day was winding down and coming to an end. So I turned on the TV and flipped it over the news, and what I saw I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs, he taking money from the church, stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But he was still not kissing much, because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek God to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. Ain't nothing in this world for free. No, I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though, you know, I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for
are like diamonds. Don't let them waste. Time waits for no one. No favors has he.
Won't wait for thee.
Rolling Stones, getting wistful and philosophical. Time Waits for No One from the It's Only Rock and Roll album. And before that, we heard Cage the Elephant, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. Here on Rock of Ages, WMFO. Ron LaRussa here. Thank you for listening this morning. Here's a cool opportunity that I came upon by reading an article in the Globe the other day. If you're interested, there's a movie going into production in Boston next month. It's produced by Netflix, and it's going to star Jennifer Lawrence. And the producers are looking for people to appear in bit parts. So they're looking for people of all ages, size, and ethnicities, according to the website, to potentially work as paid background actors. Paid. So I don't know. I'm going to probably send in an application. I think they want one picture. Wouldn't that be cool, though, if you were watching a movie and you and all your friends were walking around in the background? Sounds like it could be fun. Anyway, if you're interested and you want to fill out the application online, the website is called Judith Boulay Casting. That's Judith, Boulay, casting.com. And take a roll of the dice. You never know. Last week, I played a one-hit wonder by a band called Sniffin' the Tears. And I got a bunch more suggestions from listeners for one-hit wonders, including this one, which also played a prominent part in a movie. That's why I'm going to play it now. The movie was Pulp Fiction, and this is Urge Overkill at Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl. And all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them break up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be a woman soon. Take my hand, girl, you'll be a woman soon, soon, you'll need a man. I've been missing the soup for all of my life, but this same girl just cuts like a knife. The boy's no good. Well, I finally found what I'm looking for, but if they get a chance, I'll end it for sure. Surely it would. Baby, how can I could? Now it's up to you, girl. You'll be a woman soon. Please, come take my be a woman.
I'm pouring right now in one dark and windy day. The Potteridge, he rested as he went along his way. When all at once, man, he heard a rat's music song, plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy throng. The brands are still on fire, and their hooves are made of horns are black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. The bolt of fury through him as they thundered through the sky. Saw the riders coming hard, heard their mournful cry.
We are here, we are
here. Ghost riders in. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught it yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All horses snorting fire as they ride on through the cry.
Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo.
There are a bunch of versions of that song floating around, but I think that's the best. The Outlaws, the Rock of Ages, Ghost Riders in the Sky, and before that we heard Urge Overkill, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, a song that was originally done by Neil Diamond back in the 1960s, and then remade for the movie Pulp Fiction, so John Travolta and Uma Thurman could do that weird dance to it. Anyway, you know, it's really hard to follow up a classic One for the Ages album. And on this day in rock, October 12th, two follow-ups to classic albums were released. And Each of them fared a little bit differently, I think. In 1978, on this date, Billy Joel released 52nd Street. It was a follow-up to The Stranger, and it was a huge success in its own right. It reached number one on the Billboard album charts, and actually won the 1980 Grammy for Album of the Year. And critics liked it too. It had a noticeable jazz influence, which was a kind of a new sound for Billy Joel, and it was very, very well received and very successful. Also on this date, in 1979, Fleetwood Mac released Tusk. That was the follow-up to Rumours, which is really one of the best-selling albums of all time. Tusk did not fare as well. It was a double album, and it also took on a very different sound from Rumours, but it did not resonate with audiences or with critics. It didn't sell very well, only 4 million compared to 10 million for Rumours, and it peaked at number 4 on the album charts. I think in recent years, its reputation has rebounded a little bit. It appears on some best album lists, but definitely did not have the impact that Rumours did. Anyway, from Tusk, released on this day in 1979, Fleetwood Mac on Rock of Ages.
Quit me so quickly. There's no hope in you for me. No corner you could squeeze me. But I got all the time for you, love. The space between the tears we cry. For more, the space between the wicked lies we tell and hope to keep safe from the pain. But will I hold you again? These fickle, fuddled words confuse me. Like, will it rain today? Waste the hours with talking. These twisted games we're playing. We're strange allies. We're
you'll find me if I get to go. Space between the bullets and
Dave Matthews Band, The Space Between, and Fleetwood Mac from Tusk before that, Think About Me, here on Rock of Ages. Well, this is Ron LaRussa here with you this morning. It is Indigenous Peoples Day, so in celebration, I'm going to play an artist who has strong Native American ties. Next.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Robbie Robertson is one of the more interesting characters in rock history. He was a founding member of the band who rose to fame as Bob Dylan's backup band. And they were the subject of a Martin Scorsese film, The Last Waltz, and also a very successful album by the same name. His mother was Mohawk, and some of his early musical influences came from the time he spent on the Six Nations Reservation, and he continues to be a strong supporter of Native American causes. Over the last 40 years, the list of those who he has recorded with reads like the roster of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Literally, anybody who's anybody has played with Robbie Robertson. The song I'm going to play is actually quite recent. It's from his 2019 album called Cinematic. This is Robbie Robertson, Once We're Brothers, WMFO.
When the light goes out and you can't go on, you miss your brothers, but now they're gone. When the light goes out, we go our own way. Nothing here but darkness, no reason to stay. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. We lost our connection the war. There'll be no revival, there'll be no encore. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. When the curtain comes down, we let go of the past. Tomorrow's another day. Some things weren't meant to last. When the curtain comes down on
deep inside. There's no going back. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. We lost our way after the war. Can't even remember what we're fighting for. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. We already had it up between the north and south. When we heard all the lies coming out of your mouth, but we stood together like we were next of kin. And when the band played Dixie, they came marching in. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. We lost our connection after the war. There'll be no revival, there'll be no encore. We're brothers, brothers no.
That is Squeeze on Rock of Ages on WMFO, Another Nail in My Heart, and we heard Robbie Robertson before that, and Once We're Brothers, which is also the name of a documentary that came out earlier this year about the band and Robbie Robertson. Well, we're getting close to the end of the hour, and I'm always interested in welcoming new listeners to the show. Today I want to shout out to Sarah, Mike, and their son Dez, who are listening this morning in Bolton, Massachusetts. Sarah wanted to hear some Blind Faith, so here you go. Steve Winwood and Blind Faith, WMFO. Steve Winwood and Blind Faith, by request here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 WMFO. Well, that's the end of our show today. I hope you had a good time listening. If you are off today, enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend. If not, well, enjoy your week anyway. Got a Patriots game tonight. Go Pats. And have a great week. This is Ron LaRussa. Till next week, take care.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.